Ah, hello, it's Dave here, and this is me wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And sure, this is the Cinemile. It's the podcast where we walk home from the movies. And we're here today to talk about the latest Irish movie. It's called The Irish Wish with Lindsay Lohan from the States.
Please stop now.
I think I could keep this up for the whole episode.
You could, but I wouldn't record the episode.
This is how we talk in Ireland.
It is.
As you know.
Absolutely.
As Netflix and potentially millions of people will now believe. So, if you don't know what we're about to talk about, it is a Netflix produced, I mean, I say Netflix, it's Hallmark.
It's this Netflix.
Is Netflix's Hallmark universe.
It's Netflix's Christmas movie universe, but they've expanded it to Paddy's Day.
They've expanded it to racial stereotypes.
Because
it's just like, what other things can
they're
we...
They're like, what calendar events can we do? We've kind of done a lot with Christmas. Lindsay's already done a Christmas one.
What's next? What's next on the calendar? Yeah. January, February, March. Oh, there we go. And happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you, which is the day that this is being released, and you may or may not be listening to it.
Don't you mean St. Patty's Day?
No, I do not mean that. And anyone who says that is dead to me. Apologies.
Anyway.
To our American listeners, it is Paddy with a hard D.
Yeah, hard D.
No soft T's.
And Dave hasn't even watched the trailer for An Irish Wish. I have. I've dissected the trailer. I know everything about it. Dave, what do you know about this movie?
I know that Lindsay Lohan's in it.
And
that she comes to Ireland.
And she makes a...
She makes a an Irish...
A wish!
Cocktail. Oh, a wish, oh, yes, of course. The guy from Picard season 3 is in it.
Also from you,
Ed
season Spielers. 4.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his, I have to say. We've been excited about this movie since we reviewed her Christmas movie.
What was that called? Christmas Wish?
A year and a half ago on Bah Humbug, a podcast hosted by Helen O'Hara. We went on to review her Christmas.
Great podcast.
Terrible movie. And we realised at the time that this movie was coming and we were thrilled. So I've been waiting, to be honest.
Yeah. So let's head home and stick it on. And stick on an old pint of Guinness for the boys.
What boys? Our children.
I don't know.
I can't wait. Honestly, like, this is the kind of event... tentpole thing that I need.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is your Avengers Endgame.
I've been waiting a long time for this movie and I can't wait to see it.
Do you think Santa Claus will be in it from the Netflix cinematic Santa Claus movies?
There is always a Santa Claus that like basically grants a wish or does something mystical.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised. Or if it's like a leprechaun maybe.
Oh, it'll be a leprechaun.
Yeah. So see you after.
All right, see you
soon.
What brings you to Ireland?
A wedding.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, no, it's not mine. It's my friend's.
I can't believe Paul and Emma are getting married.
You balance me out, Madeline.
We do make a great team.
We do.
Hi, Mom. I can't help but think that things would be different if I had told Paul how I felt.
You're gonna have to start speaking up for yourself.
It's too late now. I wish I was marrying Paul Kennedy.
What the?
Oh! Paul? Emma!
Have you seen Paul?
I haven't seen him anywhere.
How did he get in there?
What is wrong?
I am not the one who's getting married. She is.
Exactly. You, my friend, are marrying Paul Kennedy.
Yes! Come on. Ah!
All right, hi, we're back. We've seen Netflix's Irish Wish starring Lindsay Lohan.
Now, firstly,
for our sins,
you were terribly inaccurate to put on a kind of intense Irish accent at the intro to this
because there's no Irish people in this.
Everyone in this film is practically English.
What the hell? Anyway, before we get to that, there's no spoilers here on the Cinemile until, of course, we turn to Spoiler Street.
Uh-huh.
But brackets, spoilers don't matter for this because there is nothing
Within
to spoil.
The first 2 minutes of this film, you know what's going to happen.
And also, you just shouldn't watch this. Just listen to us.
Absolutely
we'll just
not.
Describe the movie for
no,
you.
Absolutely not listen to Dave.
What?
Because I had a lot of fun watching it.
Okay, I mean, sure, if you want to...
We had fun, don't I?
I mean, I would not describe this as fun. It's not a good movie.
I'm saying
it's incredibly
we had
bad.
Fun watching the movie.
Oh, sure, we did, yeah. I mean, it was silly.
It's ridiculous.
Dave,
do you want to give us a plot summary?
I was going to ask you to do it, but yeah, I'll...
Okay.
Go on, you go.
So, Lindsay Lohan is a...
Literary
quirky,
book editor.
Quirky, bookish, clumsy...
Klutzy.
I mean, you've never seen anything like her as the lead of a rom-com.
Why do rom-com leads have to be completely, like, unable to control their own bodies?
I've seen speculation about this movie, like, genuine speculation that people think it was written by, like, ChatGPT. And I think...
It was written by a Canadian woman who has done a lot of these
There's
Netflix
a strong
movies.
Kind of sense of that, because it's just, like, every... kind of quirk of a romantic female lead thrown together all at once very poorly. Anyway, that's what she is. She's in New York City. She's a book editor / ghostwriter, and she is in love with the guy she edits books for. He's in love with someone else.
Paul Kennedy, and whose name is said every 5 minutes in this movie.
Who's not an Irish actor.
Who's the writer of the best-selling book Two Irish Hearts.
And she's in love with him, and then her best friend's marrying him, and then she makes a wish that she was marrying Paul Kennedy. And lo and behold...
She makes a wish to St. Bridget.
She wakes up, and she's getting married to Paul Kennedy. So that's all in the trailer. That's not Spoiler Street. Now, what we kind of realise as we watch the film, however, is... It's kind of like...
Terrible.
But it's... You know the way we were slagging it off about like being Irishy? It's effectively not reflective visually or otherwise of Ireland at all. Because like at least Wild Mountain Time like looks like it's set in Ireland. This was filmed in Ireland.
Come on, don't be giving Wild Mountain Time any credit.
Saying,
do you remember our whole review of that, which you can go back and listen to, was the set in modern day Ireland and everyone is dressed and acts like they are in
I'm
the 60s.
About the landscape. What they've done with the landscape of this movie is
that's true.
Outrageous. It's like CGI Ireland.
They turned up the colour saturation to
190%. Ireland doesn't look like what you see in this film.
This looks like Disneyland. They go at one point they go to a river. Which is in some sort of meadow with flowers that don't exist in Ireland.
It's just, it looks like, I actually was like, wait, did they film this in New Zealand? Because New Zealand has a bit more of that turned up colour than Ireland does. And then we realise, no, they've shot it in Ireland, but it's ludicrous.
They get on boats at a pier, which was created by the set of this, production design of this movie. It is completely bright pink would not exist in Ireland.
Doesn't look like it, albeit it is shot in Ireland, I'd say mostly doesn't look like it's made in Ireland. It looks like it's made on a set.
They definitely went to Knock Airport, that much
we
know.
They definitely went to Knock Airport. Now, so the whole kind of premise of the film is she's in Ireland and it's a kind of my best friend's wedding meets a Hallmark Christmas movie vibe. I don't want to give away too much about the plot twists, if you would call them
plot
that, before
twists?
We get to spoilers.
What are you talking about?
But like the weirdest thing about this movie is it definitely is in the... It's so similar to the Christmas movie she did for Netflix. And it's...
Yeah.
Her character is incredibly odd because her character is like sexless, right? For want of a better word. Her character is supposedly in love with this guy and then she makes a wish and they're together. And then there is negative chemistry or interest from her towards him.
Yeah.
So much so that at one point you're like, if they wanted to explore... something interesting like consent, they could have been like, because he's only with her because she wished for it, he hasn't really consented and therefore she feels icky about the situation and then like appropriately isn't interested in him.
But they don't do any of that.
What you get is
Lindsay Lohan's character discovering the wish has come true, then looks herself in the mirror and is like clapping her hands in glee, like, oh my god, I'm marrying Paul Kennedy, this is the greatest thing ever. She's excited, she's leaning into this. Cut to them waking up in the middle of the night at opposite sides of the bed.
And her screaming and punching him in the
and
face.
And then she wakes up and sees him in her bed and she's like, oh, she's not used to him. And then in what I can only describe as some of the worst comedy, pratfall physical comedy I've ever seen, you know, she basically beats the S-H-I-T out of him.
She has no interest in him.
And he's not a good comedy actor. I mean, all kudos to this man who also isn't Irish. You know, I'm
doing
sure he's a fine
okay
actor
Irish
in
accent.
His own work, but he's
okay.
Miscast in this.
Yeah.
He's not good at the comedy. He's not good at doing an Irish accent.
In fairness to him, though, his character makes no sense as well. And I think, in fairness to an actor, that's a really difficult thing to act. But, like, where this is very similar
to
those...
She doesn't even kiss this guy on the lips.
They never...
Ever.
And that's the number one weirdest thing about this film is... And I don't mean sex as in, like... I just mean...
It's the most chaste...
No, it's so chaste!
Relationship.
Yeah. It's like she's wearing a... Like, it's like she's a... she's saving herself for marriage. I don't know what's going on with this film.
But it's not interesting because the movie sets up, again, this is in the trailer, and Kathy described it, there's a love triangle here.
Yeah.
So you've got Lindsay Lohan's character, and you've got the two male leads. You've got the guy who she is now marrying because she has wished it.
Yeah.
Who, and you know, if you don't see where this movie's going from dot one, then you know
from the trailer.
You've never seen a movie before.
Yeah.
And then Ed Spieler's character, James, the handsome Brit, comes in and becomes the wedding photographer, and you know, they have to slowly fall in love. So obviously,
and by slowly you mean it within 24 hours.
The movie is exactly, yeah. The movie is so bad the screenplay is so bad in its structuring that it's like these things have to happen, and it does absolutely no legwork to make any of those things that happen realistic, yeah, or believable. Okay, so we've got this Brit guy, he needs to be involved. Okay, how can we get these two to spend time together? Oh, maybe he becomes the photographer at the wedding. Okay,
yeah,
that happens in the most ridiculous way because the mother's like, oh no, the wedding's tomorrow and we don't have a photographer in the entirety
happen.
Of Ireland.
Yeah,
and they bump
happen.
Into a guy with a camera and say, yeah, can you do it? And they are, by the way, the most insanely rich people who live in what can only be described as an English country manor.
They're
that doesn't exist in Ireland. Now, this house exists, but it's a hotel. It's a hotel. Like, these, there are no, like, as far as I know, and please, our Irish listeners, jump in, there are no, like, wealthy, English, crazy, noble, rich people living on estates in Ireland. That happened hundreds of years ago. Those houses are left over. They still exist, but they
people
are now
don't live in them.
They're now historical, yeah, heritage,
like,
sites.
Like, it's Powers Court, which is a very famous place in Wicklow. That's where they filmed it, because I was looking up, like, where are they? I thought they were in England, to be honest.
So,
and
exactly,
then, like,
this movie wants...
It's basically Saltburn, and it's like,
yeah,
British aristocracy in huge houses sitting around with British accents, albeit I think they're supposed to be Irish.
They're Irish actors. Those parents are Irish.
They're
actors.
All putting on English accents, though.
Yeah, I don't know, because they're supposed to be insanely wealthy.
His brother's called, like, Corey, I promise you now.
The brother is
no
from
one,
Fermanagh, has a different accent to him.
No one in Ireland under the age of... over the age of 10 is called Corey.
Like, nobody. It's not an
it's
Irish
just not.
Thing. But, like,
like,
this is,
the
movie's
so
inauthentic.
But the movie's so odd. Like, they're obviously like, look, Lindsay wants to go to Ireland for whatever reason. I presume she has it in her contract. You get one kiss out of me in the whole movie. And that's totally fair enough. But what you can have is chemistry and romance without kissing.
No,
and they don't do any of that.
No, but the movie wants her to be with the other character. And so they can't have any conflict where she is in any way in a relationship with this other guy. Because that has,
yeah,
to be completely clean and chaste.
And they also
but
don't
like,
want her,
that's
like...
That's not interesting. Have her be with two guys.
Yeah, she's not interesting. And also the movie might want to be like, oh, that's a bit icky because it's your best friend's fiance. And it's like... Well, yeah, but go back to it. She's either making the wish or she isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
it doesn't commit.
This she shouldn't
movie,
have wished. Now,
this movie is so pathetic in its plotting.
It's so bad.
And
like, I think what frustrates me so much as an Irish viewer is, if you're going to go to all the effort of making a film in Ireland, which I love, I'm so happy they came here, I'm so happy there's production budget in Ireland, I'm so happy there's filming happening in Ireland, and there's, from what I can tell, at least one Irish actor in it, who's the bartender in Scruffy Murphy's. But what frustrates me is, if you're going to do it... Don't, like, I really mean this, like, that Wild Mountain Time actually had more Irishness in it than this.
Yes.
Like, and it had an actual Irish actor.
Which,
like,
is actually a shocking indictment of this movie,
like,
that
this
Wild Mountain
has,
Time is more accurate a depiction of Ireland.
They've fundamentally confused Britishness and Irishness, and they filled it with a British, extremely wealthy, upper class family situation.
Out of whack with Irish culture and society.
Yeah, there's no,
those people don't exist.
Like, that doesn't exist in Ireland. And then
they just wanted a rich, wealthy, noble type,
yeah,
family for her to be, like, in awe of.
And it just doesn't make any sense.
It's like the Princess Diaries fell into
it's
this.
Exact, it's
somehow.
So like the Princess,
yeah,
Diaries. And then she doesn't really make sense as a character, because she's, like, supposedly, like, this writer, and she's kind of fallen under his spell, right, Paul's spell, and she effectively ghostwrites his books, even though she's only supposed to be the editor, and he's like a bit of an asshole. So why is she wishing to be married to him? Is she attracted to him at all? Because that doesn't come through.
The movie does no work to sell any of it. We're just told. It's all tell, don't show.
I think
we're told at
like,
the very beginning, I am in love with this man.
Actually, was her
for no
movie
reason
called The Christmas Wish?
I don't know. I don't know what it was called.
But in her movies, there's always, in those movies, there's always like a mystical Santa, as we said, that grants a wish.
Yeah.
And in this movie,
it's just Saint Bridget.
The person who grants a wish is Saint Bridget.
But she plays the exact same role as Santa in that other one. It's just the Irish Santa.
And what she does is, like, Saint Bridget's actually the only female Irish saint, right? And Saint Bridget in the last couple of years has become really recognised in Ireland. We've even now got a public holiday named after her. So she's, you know, she's getting a great run, like PR wise, at the moment.
And now she's been set back two spaces by this movie. Because this movie presents Saint Bridget as this, like, firstly, she's dressed like a 60s housewife for no reason, even though she was alive hundreds of years ago. And she just absolutely prances around in the most ridiculous Irish accent, ducking in and out of trees mischievously and saying, "Sure, why don't you give it a go, Lindsay? Why don't you try sitting on the chair and doing a little bit of a wish?"
Chair.
And then, can I just say?
Let's go to spoilers.
No, can I just say this? Oh, yeah, let's go to spoilers now. So, spoilers, stick around. Don't watch this movie. Spoilers now for Irish Wish. We're going to take a very quick break and we'll be right back. All right, so spoilers now for Irish Wish. So Saint Bridget, her role in this movie is firstly to, have the wish happen. Then she disappears for a while.
She spends
the rest of the movie in Iowa, in America, for no reason. Because there's this whole subplot where Lindsay Lohan's mother, played by Jane Seymour, who was never on screen with anyone else in this movie.
Jane Seymour was like,
What is going on?
I will commit to 1 week filming in...
In an airport in Iowa
and in my
elementary school, in which she has, you know, you'd look at the Lindsay Lohan stuff and say, this is some of the worst physical or general broad comedy I've ever seen. But then the Jane Seymour comes in to contrast it even further and be like, oh no, take me back to Ireland and Lindsay falling off a bike. Who can't ride a bike as a grown up? Now, some people can't, but she's like wobbling, like, whoa!
With riding a bike, there's two things. You either know how to ride one or you don't.
Yeah, exactly. You don't just like, oh, I'm not sure about riding a bike. And then she's like throwing her arms back and forth. Like this wobbling.
At no point in this movie is Lindsay not falling over, dropping something. It's like, do you know what? What are you? You're like a 37-year-old single woman?
She's incapable of using her own body in any meaningful way. She cannot interact with the world. Yeah. But anyway, Jane Seymour's in Iowa trying to get to this wedding, but she can't because Saint Bridget, legend of Ireland,
is
over there messing with her alarm clock and changing the flight departure times. And for some reason showing up on the screens in the airport momentarily just to prevent her mother from getting to the wedding.
No sense,
why?
Because Lindsay wished to marry Paul Kennedy. Lindsay didn't wish for her mother to get both of her legs broken.
I know,
a really serious accident.
It's the same sort of stuff Santa Claus was doing this in the other movie as well. He's twinkling his nose and just fucking people's lives up royally.
Like in the other movie.
Just so two people can have a meet cute.
Yeah, like
I'm
in
like,
the other movie.
Aren't these people busy?
Not to like spoil A Christmas Wish, which is, I'm positive, what her movie was called now. Not to spoil whatever that movie was, but like at one point Santa like drops her down like a full like...
He pushes her off a slope so that she has a brain injury. That's what Santa does.
Yeah,
and like, so you're right, Saint Bridget does the same in this movie. She basically creates a situation in which Jane Seymour fractures her legs.
There's a chance for Lindsay to actually finally kiss Paul, who like since the moment she realized she's engaged to him, she's not expressed even one second of interest in him. And then they're like doing the wedding rehearsal. And like Paul goes to like peck her on the lips, and then Saint Bridget appears in front of her and like winks at her, and Lindsay's like, ah!
And she like gets a public meltdown. Because God forbid these two people who are getting married should have a kiss.
It's wild. Like at no point after that, oh my God, my wish has come true thing. Like I was like, there needs to be at least a brief montage of Lindsay and him hooking up and it being like, oh, she got everything she wished for. Like, at no point is she happy.
It's
like,
so sexless,
that it's come true.
This movie.
My favourite bit is when she wakes up and the wishes come true and all the pictures have changed so that it's like her in the frame instead of the girlfriend in this frame. Like, the budget is so low on this film. Like, how they do any of the execution is so cheap. But we do need to talk about her and the British guy who I think Lindsay has really good chemistry with.
Well, he's a good actor.
He's very
charming. And actually,
charming.
He's lifting this movie.
He's him and her together. The scenes where it's those two it's a proper good, like, proper good rom-com.
They are doing enough of a work between them to believe the Zelda relationship.
Whereas
to be
at
fair.
No point, and I'm not doing this to be mean to any of the other actors, I really am, because what I've heard actually is that what Netflix or any of these streamers will do when they want to make, or like a Hallmark, when they want to make really cheap movies, what they do is you basically get no rehearsal time, so you just go straight in and you start filming. Whereas like most movies will do like at least 3-4 weeks of intense rehearsals, so everyone's vibing. So I'm not disparaging any actor in this film, I want to say. I feel like the only two who probably actually got to rehearse together were the British love interest and
Indy. Maybe, yeah.
Because all the other scenes, it's like they've walked in from a completely different film. Like they've walked in from a like straight to TV movie from the 90s.
Oh, it's Hallmark
like
bad.
Her two best friends, every scene she's in with them, shocking, right?
Yeah.
Her anything scene she's in with Paul are like laughably bad. Paul's family are
why not
ridiculous.
Cast an Irish person? Like Irish
understand.
People are such hot commodity right now. They're writing articles about the Irish film industry and Irish actors dominating the
there's
world.
So many
and,
Irish actors.
And there's not a single Irish lead in this movie
it's
called
wild.
Irish Wish. That's is it because Irish people know their value now and they're like, I'm not
well,
touching
I
this
know,
thing.
Because they got Jamie Dornan and now the other one, in fairness, wasn't a straight to DVD and had been written by like a really good scriptwriter.
The other one is a step above
but,
this.
But
as stupid as it is.
Like Saltburn had Barry Keoghan, do you know what I mean? This film's trying to be Saltburn, but it's not working. But what, with her and him though.
Is this film trying to be Saltburn?
Well, if you haven't seen it, but like the family, where the family live is like the same situation.
Okay, right.
But with her and him, they're very good together. They've really good chemistry. I thought like palpable.
They've okay chemistry.
They only kiss once, but that didn't matter because I felt romantic tension and interest.
Yeah.
I thought all the stuff with them in the Cliffs of Moher was gorgeous. I really like their kind of little scene in the pub. She drank 3 pints of Guinness, for anyone who's wondering, in this movie. Pint of Guinness, they are jit, like the dance scene, like that's all
yeah, but can
romantic.
Can we just firstly talk about like they go to an Irish pub.
Yeah.
And to this movie's
and
credit, some things they get, I mean, there is, you can, darts you could find in an Irish pub, but it's not as common as in England.
I've never seen it,
but like,
personally, have you?
No, it's a bit much.
I've
I mean,
seen
like,
it in England, but not in Ireland.
It's just like, they go, they get, the things they almost get right, you're like, oh, you were so close, movie.
Like, people do
you're
Irish like, dance.
People, yeah, there is often like live music and
yeah.
Irish music. But they fall down on the little details. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, so they're in a pub, they're dancing around. That would happen. But it's like everyone is dressed like they're in the 19th century. Nobody's
yeah.
wearing modern clothes. Like, this isn't Irish people. We have like Next and Zara. That's where we shop. We don't just wear like tweed jackets and hats.
All Lindsay Lohan, like, back to the chase thing. All Lindsay Lohan wears is really schoolmarmish, high-necked, like I'm a 70-year-old matron. That's how
yeah,
they've dressed. Like,
I don't know.
Lindsay's
who's
an executive
dressing her.
Lindsay's got an executive producer credit on this film. How she allowed the clothes they put her in.
I mean,
is completely beyond.
But
me.
Come here. Then they go into the Irish pub, right? The other thing is like, firstly, it's like, James, tis yourself. Like everyone's got just nobody's doing authentic
and
Irish accents.
Everyone know him. He's English. He doesn't live here.
Now, to be fair, he comes here a lot. He says he's here for the sheep shearing contest.
Like, again, New Zealand.
Yeah, thanks. And then it's like he goes, "What'll you have, lads?" And she's like, "Oh, I'll have a white wine." And this and he says a line which, by the way, American tourists. Well, nobody will say to you if you come to Ireland and go to an Irish pub, he goes, "Oh, we're a beer drinking folk here. You'll be shot for treason if they find out." It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You can go into an Irish pub and order a white wine. We have wine.
It's not
we
an don't, odd like, order like.
It's so just absurd. And it's just basically the movie's like, she has to have a Guinness. How do we make
but
that
what
happen?
I don't understand about the movie trying to get her to like explore Irish culture. And again, I say this thinking the guy's brilliant and he's the best thing in it. He should have been an Irish character.
Yeah, why do we have an it's just do you realize how historically tricky it is
like,
to have Ireland toured to have Ireland shown to her through the eyes of an Englishman.
It makes no sense.
It's like
and like he's a photographer, right? It appears he's been commissioned to fly over from England to Ireland to photograph a sheep shearing competition. Now I feel like
which
that would
cancelled
someone
thanks
locally
to, thanks
St.
to
Bridget
St. Bridget's.
But I feel like a local person would do that. Like, who's flying in this British photographer? Like, it makes
the expenses.
No sense. And then he's like, ooh, I'll teach you how to play darts. And I'm like, yeah, if you were in a pub in England.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
He's like, let's get some fish and chips, the national fucking meal of England. And I'm like,
yeah, but people in Ireland eat fish and chips, in fairness.
Sure, but like, come on. It's just like, it's just like, and how about when they're up on the Cliffs of Moher? And she goes, it's like something out of a James Joyce novel. And then he goes, wait a second, you read James Joyce?
He goes, that's not a reference I was expecting.
Yeah, it's just, and then you pointed out where Roger's, she's a fucking book editor.
She's a book editor.
Of course, why wouldn't he read James
she
Joyce?
Know who
why
James
are you
Joyce
surprised?
Is.
He is so rude from
he's
the
so
very beginning and patronizing.
But
he's like,
as is, in fairness, again, probably another reason you could think this is written by ChatGPT, as is every male romantic antagonist in every rom-com.
Oh, they have to hate each other at the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's it. But they don't do any of the work for that.
No, they just hate each other.
They just hate each other for no reason.
Yeah.
And they're just rude to each other.
So,
because they have to fall in love. They have to go the opposite way.
For anyone who's listening, this movie takes place over, the bulk of this movie takes place over 36 hours.
One day.
So she comes to Ireland, right? And after she's made the wish with St. Bridget and the wishing chair and all that, she's engaged to Paul. They've no wedding photographer. She literally does a backflip into this guy's open convertible by accident, lands on his lap.
Which is a great stunt, actually.
Yeah, that was a really good stunt.
To be fair.
And then he becomes the wedding photographer. And then one day to go to the wedding, he's like, oh, we need to do a recce for photographs.
Oh, yeah.
Her Paul Kennedy, to give him his full title, can't come because he's been beaten up by Lindsay Lohan when he tried
in the middle
to
of the night. So,
give
so
him
he
kiss.
Has he has a black eye and can't get in a car and do a photo recce. I'm sorry,
and then
what?
They do the recce from, they go just to the Cliffs of Moher. They're the only people there. Fine, I get all that. That's very romantic. Did you need a recce, though? Because I feel like,
you pretty
know...
Sure. You know what the Cliffs of Moher is going to look like.
What it's going to look like. Because according to him, he's basically in Ireland all the time.
And he presented like it's this like off the beaten track sort of hidden secret.
Nobody
it's
knows
like,
about
wait,
this place.
Wait till you see this.
And it's like, okay, so you, like the day before her wedding, most brides aren't really doing that. And then all this kind of stuff... Whatever, maybe it's 2 days before the wedding.
How about when they're unpacking her suitcase and her friend, and she's like, wait a second, there's a wedding dress in here. And her friend's like, yeah, that's yours. You picked it out in New York. And then the next day, they go out and pick out another wedding dress.
No, but that's because her mom was like, this is a family heirloom. But like, wouldn't she have known that
it's
already?
Like, who
she's
is,
expected to
why
wear
is the communication
heirloom?
So bad in this alternate universe that we're in?
And then basically her and all the chemistry at your man. But like, again, they spent one day on a recce together. And then the following day, whenever Paul speaks, he's basically like to her, am I right? Look at this asshole. You're like, you don't even know your own life. You don't even love your own fiancé.
You
you're
James.
Wasting yourself.
James, the photographer,
yeah,
is saying
and
that. Yeah.
And it's like, sorry, you're the wedding photographer.
You don't know her.
You're
why
here.
Are you like, yeah.
You
you're like, are you sure you want to marry this guy? It's like, just like, you just met her.
It's so inappropriate. And
he's
I
like, are you sure you like James Joyce?
He's like, look, there's like a Mr. and Mrs. quiz. And everyone's like, what's Lindsay Lohan's favourite book? And Paul Kennedy's like, Charles Dickens. And then James the photographer's like, it's James Joyce. And if
only
you loved
someone
her,
who really loves her like me,
if you loved her, you'd know James.
Even though it's just complete coincidence you managed to get that information.
And also it's like, again, your job is to be the wedding photographer, not to stand there glowering at the groom.
Yeah.
Like and again, they didn't build up to any of this because Paul Kennedy's actually not really that much of an asshole either. Like, he does say, look, my publisher wants me to get a few shots for like of the wedding, which is like, fair enough if you're a celebrity, which by the way, we have to get into his red carpet scene. But when you're like, oh, my publisher wants a few pictures from the wedding, and he's like this, oh, is it a wedding or is it a PR stunt? And Paul's a bit like, all right, mate. Like,
it's totally reasonable
me.
Request.
I'm allowed to ask you. Like, I'm paying you for my photos.
Plus, he's so, like, dismissive about this guy's books without ever seemingly having read them.
Well, he did get one free for no reason in a bookshop.
And and you pointed out as well, why is Lindsay Lohan carrying around her own book as reading material non-stop? Just so she can drop it and someone say, oh, you're not reading that.
We know how the book... Vaguely, we'd all know how the book industry works, right? So a book's written, it's edited, then there'd be a really long period between editing and publishing, right? So, like, to Lindsay's point of view, this is like a 2-year-old book. Yet, when she travels to Ireland, it's the only piece of luggage.
It's in her hand luggage, yeah.
That book. Also, at the book, the very beginning of the movie, there's like a book launch, and this makes no sense. There's a red carpet. Paul is like, there's paps everywhere trying to get pictures of Paul Kennedy for this book called The Irish... something or other.
Because writers are famously, like, sought after by the paparazzi.
Like, unless you're like... Sally Rooney or something, like, nobody cares. And then the book launch event, Lindsay's best friend apparently designed the cover, but Lindsay's like, oh my god, your cover looks amazing. It's like, So it's Lindsay, like, as the book ghostwriter and editor, you've never seen, never seen it until right now. That makes no sense. The book launch was...
And also, it doesn't look amazing. It's a stock image. Like, it's from Getty Images.
It looks like something on the front of a Mae Finchie book from like the early 90s.
It's dreadful.
Yeah. And anyway, so all the stuff with Paul, the photographer is such an asshole to Paul. It's actually really unprofessional. And then he's like to Lindsay, I don't usually get this close to my subjects. It's like, yeah, because you photograph sheep at sheep shearing competitions. Why are you photographing the wedding of a family who were like, I guess, Ireland's richest family? They live in Paris Court.
But it's never mentioned, like, why do they have this, like, yeah. Like, there's no generational wealth in Ireland. Like, it 60 years ago, we were dirt poor.
Yeah,
like, there doesn't
sense.
Exist. I mean, it might exist to some level, but, like, all
not
the,
like this.
All the sort of noble people left or were booted out.
Or, like, would have parceled off the land and turned it into a hotel.
Yeah. No,
which
we,
is what Paris
we
Court
have very
is.
Rich people, but they don't live in this kind
yeah,
of house.
Nobody.
This the kind of house that is,
a,
like, an
it's
absurd
a British thing.
Castle
like,
thing.
It's a British thing. So the whole thing is really odd. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody, maybe ChatGPT, was like, do you know what? The Irish Wish would be a great name for a movie. And it all came backwards from that.
Yeah, there's nothing here. There's nothing of substance to hold on to in this movie.
In fairness to Lindsay, though, she props up the film.
She's totally good
yeah.
in it. Yeah, yeah.
Like, she makes it. I love that she came here. They
she's
filmed
trying.
Everything. They committed... Like, in fairness to her, she was probably like, why do we have this dude when we could have, like, a Jamie Dornan? And they're like, we're so sorry, we've no budget left. Like, they could have got her, like, imagine they'd gotten her, like, imagine Paul Kennedy was, like, Paul Mescal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they should have made
Paul
Kennedy.
Paul Mescal's not slumming it.
They should have made Paul Kennedy Irish and, like, sexy. But he's, like, this sexless, slightly cartoonish...
Yeah.
Vaguely villainous, but not really villainous enough where you're like, oh god, I hate that guy. Like, you kind of just want him to be happy.
That's because the movie also wants him to have a happy ending with the best friend.
Yeah.
Instead of, they should have just made him a villain and she learns he's a villain and he's awful.
And then
because he steals her book, allegedly.
But she's the ghostwriter, but she doesn't get credit. But then at the very end, right, her big kind of moment is that she's like, he's like, oh, will you kind of start writing my next book for me while I'm off on my honeymoon? This is back when she's undone the wish and he's now marrying her friend like he was supposed to, and she's like, no, I know what I'm worth, and she storms out, and it's like, this is your best friend's wedding and you've just stormed off. Like, is that fair to your actual best friend or supposed best
friend? Like, tell him you're breaking up with him professionally, like, when he's back from his honeymoon.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like, do you know what, Paul,
although to be fair, he was asking her to write the book while
she'd be like, do you know what, we can pick it up tomorrow, like,
yeah.
Enjoy your wedding.
I know, right? Anyway, look,
anyway,
I think
I
let's
had
wrap
so
this
much
up.
Fun. Every time she took a sip of Guinness, we were like screaming. It was so fun. They're the worst Guinnesses I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, very badly poured.
For ages, I truly, until I actually Googled.
Completely
I had to
watery as well.
I was like, this wasn't filmed in Ireland. Like, I was like, this is 100% not Ireland.
But like, they've been shooting this. It's probably 20 takes, right? So that Guinness is just sitting there. And you can see it's just gone all watery and
the head's gone
wrong. They're not pouring the Guinnesses quick enough.
But they say
the
name Guinness, but I feel like Guinness maybe didn't approve it because there's no Guinness logo. It's not the proper glass.
Wrong glass.
Guinness would be like, we're not signing off on those pints.
Yeah.
So they just, Guinness is such a big brand that like you don't have to pay to be in the film. They'll just put you in the film, you know, that way.
Well,
like I genuinely thought until I Googled it that like obviously I thought the Cliffs of Moher stuff was real because you can't fake that. And I thought the rest of the thing had been filmed in like some combination of a studio, New Zealand, and maybe England. So I'm shocked to know that it was actually filmed on site in Ireland. It doesn't look like
it
Ireland.
Is the only thing. The actual rocks and the ground are the only Irish thing in this whole movie.
And Powers
like,
Court.
That's it.
A huge, humongous
even Powers Court is pretending to be something it's not.
Yeah,
some wealthy like Irish aristocratic family that doesn't exist.
It's so
I'm
bad.
Like, what is going on?
That
anyway.
Being said, we had so much fun watching it. Do you know what? Every now and then a film just kind of needs to come out from the Americans that's like a shockingly pathetic.
But
Irish
when are you going to get it right, America?
They're
it's
not
like,
going to get
it's
it right.
Like, just come here.
No, Dave.
And have and like walk around and realize that like all the stereotypes of Ireland are
but Dave,
like.
But the whole point is indigenous. Like, stories need to be told by the people from those
places.
Yeah,
I know. Not a Canadian writer and an American director.
It can't work. And I think we've learned that, you know, over our lives, no matter what culture is trying to be represented, if it's made by Hollywood and written by Hollywood, it's not going to represent that culture.
Yeah.
Ireland's the same, albeit in Ireland it's like basically be a big massive joke, and it's funny, like no one is offended.
We're all having a good old laugh at Netflix's expense.
I just hope they do it every Paddy's Day now and bring out a new one. Like, I hope it becomes the new Christmas tradition. Thank you for listening. Let us know what you thought of Irish Wish, please. We want to hear from you. Lots of you have been requesting review for it. I think it's the, like, we've got way more review requests for Irish Wish than we did for like June or anything like that. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you thought. We hope you enjoyed it. If you listened to the episode without watching it, shame on you. I did see it was the number one movie on Netflix in Ireland.
In Ireland,
yeah. This weekend.
Yeah, we're all having a gawk at it. look, thanks for listening. Go follow us on Letterboxd or Instagram or TikTok at The Cinemile.
Or YouTube.
Or subscribe to us on YouTube, please. We've started a YouTube channel. We're doing lots of extra videos up there, and we'd love if you go check that out, please, and hit the subscribe button. And of course, if you like what we're doing here, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcast
Spotify
thing you're listening to, because it really helps us.
It makes a big difference, so we appreciate every time you do it.
And thanks for listening.
Bye.
Now is the time to speak up.